Well, howdy people. I'm gonna tell you about a personal experience I had today. And I can talk to you personally because I've known you such a long time. And it has nothing to do with the amount of beers I've had to drink. So I'm working in a place called Petworth. It's a small village in the UK. And I worked there for a couple of days and I thought, you know, I really like to live here. It's so quiet, so peaceful, so rural. And then I started talking to a couple of people from around there, and they said it was very expensive to live there. And I kind of thought, you know, why? There's nothing here. So a friend of ours came down to sort of look at the job, see how it was going. And me and another guy were there, and he came along, and we decided to go into Petworth, maybe to go to a cafe or get some to eat. So we went in and parked in the middle of Petworth and got out to walk around and look for a place to have something to eat. You know, a cafe or something. But all we could seem to find was stores that sold antiques. There was loads of them. Every other store was that. Well, there was only about 10 stores in the whole place anyway. But they were selling absolute junk in there for hundreds and hundreds of pounds. So we thought I hedge our bets and we went to a pub. Surely they must do a sandwich or something there. And we walked in and everybody stared at us. We weren't local people. And there was an oldish guy in there, looked like he just stepped off a stage from the 1965. The hat, the cane, the suit, and everything. And it was a kind of bright maroon suit. And a dark cane with a gold handle. Anyway, we asked this person behind the bar, who looked like he was a farmer, kind of just working the pumps for now, about something to eat. So he gave us a menu. There was a burger and fries for £17. You change it into dollars, whatever you want. That's goddamn expensive. Even the onion rings, they were battered, were £5. Hell, they may as well just get a gun out and rob us. So we declined and asked if there was anywhere else to eat. He said, well, there was a sort of a tea house called Tiffin's, that we might get something there. So off we went. We passed another 5 or 6 antique stores and finally come to a place called Tiffin's. But I was shaking. The door was pink. The other guys opened the door because, well, I couldn't. And I closed my eyes as I went past it, but there was a shock inside. All the wooden tables were pink. All the wooden chairs were pink. My body was shaking. This premises was obviously owned by Femons, who obviously coloured everything pink to keep males away. Most of the clientele inside were Femons. There was one male there. But he looked really henpecked and was probably told to be there. But regardless, we went ahead. This old lady came over and told us they were not doing fry-ups anymore. It was too late. But they do sandwiches. I had a fried egg sandwich and a coffee. My friends had a triple sandwich. That's like a breakfast in 2 pieces of bread. One had a tea and one had a coffee. We were being stared at quite a lot, because we weren't locals. We were kind of aliens. We also were males, and shouldn't be in there. Obviously, this old femme was a little bit clued up, realized we took the wrong turn, and said to my friend who ordered a tea, do you want a mug, or a teapot and a cup? Obviously, my friend, being a male, said mug. And here's one of my friends, teabagging. The fried egg sandwich and a coffee cost £8. Quite expensive, but to be honest, it tasted okay. I was quite relieved to get out of that place. We all felt like aliens in there. In fact, the whole town, we felt like aliens. But we'll be the talk of the town for at least a couple of weeks, I expect. You know, to find a place like that, you usually have to take a space rocket to go to another planet. But all we did was drive to Petworth. You know, that's probably one of the weirdest places I've ever visited. And I've visited some really weird places. So any of you guys gone somewhere you felt like that? You felt like an alien? I mean, you can understand if Pepworth is way out in the boondocks. But if you take a look at the map of the UK, it's in the middle of everything. But it's definitely the Twilight Zone.